What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. I am in the final week of recovery. Next week, this wound vac comes off and I will be completely clear. And gentlemen, boy, it's about to be a fun ride going into the summer, because as we all know, things have been happening, and yeah, a lot of women are getting ready to suffer. And guess what? It is all self-inflicted suffering. However, that is not the focus of today's video. No. Anton Daniels and the Poor Man's Podcast recently covered a video of a woman talking about psy brothels in Germany. Now, if you guys will remember, last year in February, I actually put out a video talking about that when they first started opening up. Now, of course, there were attempts to open doll brothels here in America, but of course, they were all shut down, chopped off at the knees. Why? Because of the same tired arguments from, oh, they could be made childlike, to, oh, they can't consent, and everything in between that the woman in the video, that those two content creators covered. Now, of course, I could have put that video here, but it was almost 5 minutes of pure rambling nonsense. Now, that video was put out 2 days ago. However, I want to cover an article that was put out on the 15th of May. I'm going to cover some of it because, yeah, gentlemen, the way that this woman goes, you know right off the bat from the title alone that this article is written completely and totally within bad faith. Inside the Rise of AI Brothels. And that's all of the title that I'm going to read. The German capital is the first place in the world to open an AI brothel, which allows people to book an hour with artificially advanced love dolls, waifus, synthetic companions, pick whatever name is good for you, ready to grant their every wish, however depraved that it may be. Yeah, gentlemen, right out the gate, bad faith article. Writer Laura Bates experienced psy brothel firsthand when she visited for her new book, quote unquote, The New Age of Sexism, How the AI Revolution is Reinventing Misogyny. Okay, let's take a quick side road when we talk about Laura Bates and the absolute fraud that she is. Now, some would ask me, RPM, Why would you call this woman a fraud? Well, I'm glad you asked. Turns out, even though she is a feminist writer, she is still a married woman in the end. Oh, how the irony works. A married woman, a married feminist, who makes her money off of convincing other women to hate men while she is still a comfortably married woman. And who is she married to? A golfer named Nick Taylor. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah, that shows you just how fraudulent of a movement feminism truly is. Because the true radical feminists, even some of them were married. Andrea Dworkin was actually married. And she's the poster child for the rabid, man-hating feminist, yet she still had a husband. As weak as he was, she still had a husband nonetheless. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah, just goes to show you. Just goes to show you. Now let's get back into the main road with this. In an interview on the Should I Delete That podcast, Laura explained she made a custom request for her robot doll to have her clothes slashed and torn, quote unquote, just to see if they did it. Now, I find that very ironic. She wants to talk about a synthetic companion with slashed and torn clothing when women actually buy pants, particularly jeans, that come slashed and torn. So right out the gate, once again, her argument is in bad faith. They said they were happy to, with quote unquote, no questions asked. You can even order a doll, quote unquote, covered in blood, Laura said. I genuinely think that's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard in my life, podcast host M. Clarkson said. But Cybrothel owner Matthias Smetana insisted of the sessions available, quote unquote, if you are here, the only person who can judge you is yourself. Bam! That right there, gentlemen, is called male autonomy, which is ironic because women love to talk about female autonomy. So that begs the question, who is really trying to control who? We know the answer. Women, through proxy violence, through the state and the government, are trying to control men's resources. Because in the end, that's what it all comes back to. We've had a lot of people who've never been in touch with sex work, who are really down to try it, but are looking for a safe space, he told news.com.au. If you face performance anxiety, this doesn't go on in Cybrothel, as you are dealing with sex toys, not humans. Now, the question of consent that they're trying to put on the synthetic companion. Here's a question, ladies. Do you give or do you get consent from your sex toys, from your dildos, from your magic bullets, from your vibrators? Do you get consent when you use them? Oh, perish the thought. Perish the thought, gentlemen. It's only men that need to get consent when they try to engage in something sexual. Yeah, get the absolute fuck out of here. And it's not just in a cyber brothel in Berlin that people are able to enjoy the perks of an AI sex robot. Advancing technology means you can have one in your pocket too. What no one is talking about is that you can download a version of this, Laura said, of the AI. So the same exact thing lives in your pocket and is called an AI girlfriend or AI chatbot. And you can create her again to look exactly how you want her to look. Yeah. Now, here's the funny part about it. There are women all over Asia and some women here in America who have AI boyfriends. But once again, are we men up in arms about it? No. In the words of Stephen A. Smith, we don't care. Why? Because we men know that we actually have a purpose that cannot be outsourced. Mm-hmm. Well, let me go ahead and pull that back. It can be outsourced, but women don't want to spend their money to pay for the services that can be outsourced. Namely, protection. Yeah, hire a bodyguard, ladies. But once again, that is expensive. But you cannot pay a man to provide for you. Talk about hypocritical. Talk about just completely and totally wrong. Yeah, ladies. Once again, we men win. You can customize everything. You can get to pick her name. She will be moving on the screen. The avatar can even be made to look so realistic, it looks like you're FaceTiming her. If you're a teenage boy, you can have her. You can have as many as you like, Laura said. You can access them for free. Now, that's about all of the article of hers that I'm going to read, because, yeah, she goes way off in the weeds. And I want you guys to read that for yourselves. Now, once again, it's all about controlling men's resources through male labor for the state through the use of women. Let's not go ahead and confuse that. But all in all, the men who have decided to go down this path, the waifu path, the synthetic companion path, the love doll path, I'm pretty sure I can speak for the majority of these men when we say we've already accepted our lot in life. And guess what? We do not care. And our resources are staying with us. And that right there, gentlemen, like I said previously, that's what it all comes back to. Men's resources that are not going to the state. Men who said, you know what? I'm not going to accept this bad raw deal called the modern woman and all of her nonsense. No, 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 no. On a personal note, I, RPM, do not want anything to do with AI. Even though now they're starting to make these little AI necklaces for your existing synthetic companion, if it doesn't have AI, where you can actually just, you know, have her wear it like an accessory. But I've always said this, and I'm going to completely stand on it. I want nothing to do with AI whatsoever. My synthetic companion functions perfectly as she is. And that's all that I need. I'm good. Now, different folks, different strokes for different folks. Some guys may want it. Hey, have at it. Who am I to say that you shouldn't? Now, that's where I completely disagree with Anton and the Poor Man's Podcast. Once again, it's all about you need to work on yourself as a man to still try to find a shitty woman. And listen, people love to say the NAWALT argument, but I thoroughly debunked that a long time ago. There is no such thing as a NAWALT because the system itself allows women to flip that switch and become an AWALT. So yeah, until the system is fixed, women have no reason to change. So guess what? You can do everything you can, improve yourself, all of it. But in the end, a woman still has the system in her back pocket, aka the gun of the state. So yeah, a lot of us in the synthetic companion community, we said, yep, we figured it out. And you said, yeah, this is our lot in life. This is our choice. This is how we're going to live. It is what it is. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And I'm going to end by saying this. Something that Phil Bass from the Dollhouse said many years ago, but I'm going to tweak it to my own personal tastes. The fact that synthetic companions and side brothels are a success shows you the complete and total failure of the vast majority of modern women. Let me say that one more again. The simple fact that synthetic companions and side brothel exist and are successful shows you the absolute and total failure of the vast majority of modern women. And yeah, ladies, that's on you. There's no amount of shaming. There's no amount of cajoling. There's no amount of trying to get the government to step in that's going to stop us from walking away from a bad deal. And ladies, once again, all you do is bitch and whine about us and never think about yourself. So cool. Looks like 2030 has already happened. The future is here. And it is what it is. So yeah, ladies, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power you think you have is in fact going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to try to pigeonhole men into accepting your bad behavior, yeah, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men, believe you me, they will decide either I'm going to sit it out completely, I'm going to explore the waifu life, or whatever decision that makes me happiest or brings me peace, that's going to be my lot in life. And guess what, ladies? You're not going to be in it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.